You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. The house of pain is in
effect. Try Arby's new brown sugar bacon sandwiches. Our thick-cut bacon just got better with the sweet, crackly glaze of brown sugar. Three new sandwiches for true bacon lovers. Arby's, we have the meats. Gibbs, since you like stats and predictive analytics so much, what is your prediction for the number of brown sugar bacon sandwiches from Arby's you would eat in your bachelor party weekend?
I'm gonna say at least 6 or 7. Dude, if that's
on the first night or the second night?
For the weekend.
Okay.
For the weekend. It's normally like an all day thing. It's like a 12-hour bachelor party. 12 to 16 hours. Because there's usually an activity in the afternoon like golf. And then there's like a cookout, and then there's the evening festivities, and that's where the wheels usually come off the train.
Fantastic.
I feel like this should be like next year. We should just audio record your entire bachelor party and play that as some shows during the summer next year.
That some of that might not be arable.
Might not be, but I'm sure we could find 2 hours of entertainment out of it.
Yeah, there is no question you would find 2 hours of entertainment.
So we've got Joel Corey coming up, and again, tweet us. We're getting some tweets about it. Call us 216-578-0850 for the Browns Daily SB's best player, best breakthrough performance, best play, best game, and most heart on this Cleveland Browns team. Five categories. Let us know that. A former member of the Browns organization, Joe Banner, had a tweet today saying that these teams are trying to offer these receivers about $12 million a year when the top corners make $14 million a year. He's saying those should be about the same. That the top receivers, top corners should get about the same money. Right now, the only receiver making top corner money is Calvin Johnson. And Dez Bryant and Demaryius Thomas both want to get there. My question to you guys is, does that logic hold true to you? And how do you think that ends up balancing out between the wide receivers and, of course, the cornerbacks?
I think they'll catch up with it. I think these next few contracts are going to be huge, Demaryius Thomas and both Dez Bryant. But I understand the reasoning why right now it currently is that way, because as we were talking about before the show, I think there's more top-end wide receivers, I think, that you would build your offense around than you can find a top cornerback. I think it's maybe the supply of wide receivers. I think a top-end wide receiver, while you can't truly replace him, I think he's more replaceable than a top-end cornerback.
I think the next 5 years you will see this completely flip-flop. You have so many athletic high school players now. They don't want to play running back. They don't want to play cornerback. Wide receiver is the flashy go-to position. That's what guys want to play. That's what the best athletes are going to play. So I see this reversing in the next couple of years. Look at all these wide receiver classes coming in. All these guys are going to end up getting paid. So just a matter of time before wide receivers are just under quarterbacks and that level.
I think that there are so many more good wide receivers or great wide receivers than there are elite cornerbacks. So I see why there's a premium place on those guys. It's interesting, though. A lot of people look at it, the game, it's just popped in my head right now, and say, you know, you got to have a great cornerback. You got to have a great left tackle. You got to have a great receiver. And that's the key. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but in 2013, the Browns had the number one receiver in the NFL in Josh Gordon. They had one of the best corners in the NFL in Joe Hayden. They had one of the best left tackles in the league in Joe Thomas, and went 4-12. So it all goes back to the quarterback to me. Well, and quarterbacks should get paid a lot of money. People who stop quarterbacks should get paid a lot of money. And that's why I think elite corners should get paid more than elite wide receivers. That's why pass rushers, we saw Justin Houston.
Fewer.
Because there are fewer of them. And a great quarterback can make average wide receivers seem pretty darn good. I mean, Tom Brady does that all the time. You'd never know really, truly what would Randall Cobb, if, let's say, he had ventured out into Oakland and left Aaron Rodgers, how he would have produced. Historically, free agent wide receivers have not done a great job. So it is it's an interesting thing. I think corners are more valuable. I think Joe Banner isn't correct in this case about valuing a number one receiver like an elite receiver like an elite corner, because right now the league should be about stopping quarterbacks from a defensive standpoint. So you want to pay the best pass rushers and you want to pay the best corners and safeties, best defensive backs, period. On offense, you got to get that quarterback. You want to protect him on the line. But if you have Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what Jordy Nelson is in another situation. I think he's obviously really, really good. But is Jordy Nelson, Julio Jones, Dez Bryant good in isolation? I'm not sure.
No, not at all.
But he produces that way because he's with a great quarterback. Julian Edelman, put Julian Edelman on the Browns or put Julian Edelman on the Jets. Julian Edelman is not Julian Edelman.
I like your point because wide receivers are situational, whereas elite cornerbacks are kind of plug and play. They're going to be elite no matter where they go. So I see your point there. But I just think the influx of receivers in this league –
that has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a similar influx of defensive backs, though, because I think there's some more faces to the position. And I think that you mentioned the point about players not wanting to play running back. That certain size and skill set, I think more players are now comfortable in high school and college making that switch to defensive back because, you know, I've covered a lot of college where a cornerback on the team was a quarterback in high school. They were the best athlete on the team, so they did everything. And those guys are getting placed at defensive back as well. So, you know, kids will see that Darrell Revis, Richard Sherman, they're making big money, and I think that they'll gravitate to that position as well. I think it's just a matter of time, too.
And as I said, a great quarterback can make, you know, decent receivers much, much better. So they're not all that important. And you look at the Super Bowl, no receiver ever drafted in the top five of the NFL drafts ever won a Super Bowl on the team he was drafted by. That's an interesting stat. You look at the teams that have won the Super Bowls recently, it hasn't been because of receivers. It's been much more because of great quarterback play. To me, and you talked about the influx of talent, Odell Beckham comes in and was very good. Sammy Watkins getting poo-pooed but still almost had 1,000 yards receiving last year. Jordan Matthews was very effective. Allen Robinson was effective while he was healthy. Mike Evans, 12 touchdowns. Kelvin Benjamin over 1,000 yards, 9 touchdowns, I believe. Wide receivers can come in and can be effective right away. Rookie corners typically don't come in and become that effective right out of the gate.
Not at
and
all.
It takes time.
And can that influx of talent hurt these negotiations because of the supply, like you're saying?
I think there's a reason why they're offering them 12 a year and they're not offering them 16 a year Calvin Johnson money.
Did you see, though, there's encouraging signs with the Dez Bryant deal going on right now?
There are encouraging signs, and it makes sense for both sides to get that done. But you even go back. Look at Darrell Revis. Goes to the Patriots. They win a Super Bowl. When he was with the Jets, for the most part, they were still very, very competitive. Calvin Johnson, I would say, has been the best receiver in the game for a very, very long time. Was not always successful. In fact, won about a third of the games in his career.
And if you spin this to the Browns angle, the team really showed no interest in the top-line receivers. Randall Cobb, Torrey Smith, some of these guys. I don't know if it's worth it, like you're saying, to splurge on these guys unless you have
but you
a quarterback.
Can draft them.
Exactly.
Draft them is different.
But it's not worth getting a Torrey Smith or a Randall Cobb in this
not
situation when you don't have a top-five quarterback who's going to make them an elite receiver.
Agreed. I think that, no, but for example, if go back 2 years ago, you had an opportunity to get into the very end of the second round and get Allen Robinson, I think that would have been a very prudent and judicious move.
You love Allen Robinson.
I do.
Do you love him or Teddy Bridgewater more? I'm not sure.
I would like to see them both on the same team together.
I would like to see you at a picnic with them.
We'd have a great time.
I know. You'd be frolicking.
Allen Robinson was actually out in Vegas. I had an opportunity to give him regards.
Is he tall?
Yeah. 6'2".
Yeah, okay. I remember him in that game against us. That was a fun one, Jacksonville.
That was a lot. That will not be winning a Browns Daily ESPY. But interesting discussion, and we're going to talk right now, when we come back after this, about this discussion, wide receivers and cornerbacks, the franchise tag deadline today. All of these things we're going to talk about with Joel Corey, former NFL agent, and now he is a salary cap expert and a guy, a contract expert for various media platforms around the National Football League and around the sports world. He's going to join us when we come back. We'll ask him about the Justin Houston contract that was done today. We'll talk about what's going on with Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas. Should elite wide receivers be paid like elite corners? Where does Joel Corey see that going? He's on with us when we return here on a special Gibbs engagement edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. 6 or 7 brown sugar bacon sandwiches. That's the number, folks.